you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Now, you get a lot of listener tan lines too. I'm not sure if that's your wife or anything, but thank you.
Some local talent, you thinking?
Don't know. Just a dude sending photos. Of, it looks like a lot of bedroom shots where the woman is walking out with a towel around her and she's all burnt, you know?
Yeah, definitely amateur.
It's a wife thing. It's a wife or girlfriend thing. We appreciate those. Make sure they know that you're sending them to us.
Or a falsely imprisoned.
Right? Yeah. Falsely imprisoned woman. No, that's not funny at all.
No, it's not.
No. Also got a TikTok thing out there. Todd and Tyler, Radio Empire on TikTok now. LD puts together some cool cartoons. Did you finish up all those Deadpool names yesterday, Craig? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I thought you did.
I think I did.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I did.
All right.
He read them until they weren't fun anymore.
They were all pretty good.
Because that's how he rolls.
They were all pretty good, man.
Pretty sure I did. Tom Petty film going to theaters tomorrow?
Yeah, he tweeted that out yesterday.
Tom did?
What? Yep.
Is it at Tom Petty?
It's Tom Petty, yeah. Man. He's out. It's not fan site or immemorial. It's Tom Petty saying, hey, I remember that show. No, you
so
don't.
So weird.
You're dead.
The film focuses on the life of Tom Petty in the mid-90s, featuring interviews from a couple of heartbreakers, Mike and Benmont.
That'd be cool.
Nobody names their kid Benmont anymore.
No,
they don't, man. No, they don't.
You get to go to the theater?
You feel free.
I'll watch that. I like Tom Petty.
The Making of Wildflowers.
It's not a
releasing
full, it's not
on,
a full band documentary?
No, okay. just the one album.
No, one album. Yeah, they focus on that specifically. Yeah.
And this would have been tomorrow, apparently, would have been Tom Petty's 71st birthday.
Yeah.
You've been going, five years now? 2016, right?
Four. No, 17.
17, okay.
He died the same year mom did. Yeah. Same month. Yeah, he was just shy of his birthday when he died.
University of Tennessee being fined $250,000, $250,000 by the Southeastern Conference after fans threw trash out on the football field.
Have you seen the video of Lane Kiffin walking off with the cops? And of course, they hate him because he left Tennessee years ago to go to USC, and they throw it. There's like a bottle thrown right at him, and Lane Kiffin catches it right between the two cops, and the cops duck. It's out there on Twitter. You see it?
Really? Yeah,
it's amazing.
I did. Yeah, it's a crazy catch.
Find it on Twitter, push and repost that.
Lane Kiffin keeping the golf ball that was thrown at him by the Tennessee fan that hit him in the arm.
Was it a good one?
It was an orange one.
Who won that game?
It was an orange one.
Mississippi beat them?
Ole Miss.
Did they win that game?
That's a good
question. I think they did. I think that's why they were so bad.
Yeah, I think it was too.
I only heard about the aftermath.
Yeah. Now the
I saw Lane Kiffin was in Lincoln yesterday.
Good.
No,
did you get
no.
a house?
I think he's still pretty happy at Mississippi. Yeah. I don't know if they're too happy with him.
I saw him listed on the odds to take over the Raiders again.
Again? Okay.
Long odds.
Did Mississippi win that game? Mississippi win that game? We don't know that. We're such bad sports guys. Even when I saw the video, I didn't realize if they won or not. Because they're going to throw bottles in no matter what.
Now,
wow.
The commissioner,
that's impressive.
The commissioner of the SEC said,
"Did you catch? You see the video?
Yeah,
yeah. You gotta watch, retweet that or Facebook it, whatever."
Yeah, he was just super calm about
it. I know.
It too.
And the cops duck.
It's like, yeah, of course they're throwing bottles at me.
Yeah, I'll catch this.
Mississippi 31-26.
Oh, the Volunteers.
Five.
Man.
It was five. I don't know what the line was.
We need
commissioner of the SEC.
Tony to check in. Hey, Tony, check in if you're listening. Our big ball fan calls a show once in a while.
The commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, says schools may have to make changes to their alcohol sale policy.
Yep. Couple of drunks ruining it for
everybody.
Ruining
it for everybody, man.
You see it all the time.
Yep. And by the way, they won't because they see the money that brings in.
Well, they apparently need to change their bringing golf balls into the stadium policy as well.
Let's do that, right? No golf balls.
No golf
in the
balls
stadium.
In a stadium, y'all. No.
You have to be planning on throwing that.
A golf ball, of course you are.
That's the only reason you have
Unless you wore the wrong pants, you had a ball in there when you're playing, because I'll do that once
but
in a while.
But that'd be so uncomfortable just to walk around with a golf ball in your pocket.
No, you have that to throw.
You hit 18 early that morning. Right. You didn't change. You just went straight to the game. You forgot you had a ball in your pocket.
Yeah. And I'm happy to see it.
When your team was good, didn't the fans used to throw oranges onto the field when they were about to go to the Orange Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that before.
There's a tear in Nick's eye. Yeah.
I was thrown off when you said bowl game.
And I've seen roses being thrown onto the field, but that's
they're not golf balls. That's why there's no golf
hurt anybody.
The golf ball bowl doesn't exist.
It's a game that happens after the regular season, Nick, but that's not important right now. Not for you.
Yeah.
No.
Pounds of sugar, if you're going to the Sugar Bowl. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Guys
that'd hurt.
With a big sack of sugar.
That's why they don't have Titleist sponsor a bowl. Too many golf balls.
And it's a different sport.
Right.
It gets pretty clunky at the somebody's going to the Meineke Car Care Bowl.
Check the video. Lane Kiffin catching
auto parts out.
He's a
throwing out mufflers.
Yeah,
we're going to the Meineke Car Care Bowl. Everybody bring a muffler to the stadium tonight when we clinch that bowl game.
Throwing out cuts of meat because they made the Beef O'Brady Bowl.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A new CDC report shows that Connecticut has the nation's highest rate of childhood immunization.
Educated liberal surprise.
The state has achieved an estimated 80.2% coverage rate for recommended immunizations in children by the age of 24 months.
Here was a guy I mentioned earlier about that woman who was a dumb bitch. Puss saw the exact same piece. They found this dude, looked like a guy that's probably at the fight with the Minnesota Carolina game, that kind of guy. He's sitting there with his young kids. And he goes, "If I have to quit, I have to quit my job and homeschool my kids." I'm yelling at the TV. Nope, you're not done either.
No.
You're not done either.
And if you do, they're going to flunk.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I'm going to quit my job. If I have to quit my job and homeschool my kids, I will. And the kids looked up and said, "Dad, you're stupid."
Who's going to pay the mortgage,
right.
Dad?
Yeah.
So they have the highest rate. That's still 1 out of 5 kids that don't have the shot.
I know.
Right.
Well, was
that eligible kids or is that all kids?
Immunizations in children by the age of 24 months.
Oh, okay.
When are you eligible?
Well, shortly after birth.
He's talking about just babies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Babies, yeah. Children.
Yeah. Not the necessarily the COVID vaccine. Yeah.
No. Just recommended immunizations in children by the age of 24 months. The regular ones.
Yeah.
So the nearly 20% that don't have them, are they waiting until the kids are old enough to decide?
I do not know.
The baby, you can't really ask them.
I'm going to ask my kid.
They can't talk.
Yeah.
Now, I looked at
Goo-goo-gaga. What's that
mean? That's probably what they're waiting for. Mm-hmm. I'll let her decide.
I looked at a chart, and among the states that have kids in the top percentages here, they've got 71 to 80%, 64 to 70%, and 55 to 63%. And the top class, the 71 to 80%, there's like 10 or 12 states in there. Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, all in there.
No, they all got vaccinated early on.
Yeah, Kansas in the next tier, not the lower tier, not the lowest tier, but still. Nebraska in the upper tier.
Well, we all can,
of
we
immunizations all, we, for children.
Because you have to have vaccines to go to kindergarten in Nebraska. My kids
are, we're in the upper tier because of the South.
Yeah, that's true.
They
too.
Set the bar really low. So it's easy to exceed that.
Well, it's still 71 to 80%. It doesn't matter who does what.
It's all political.
71 to 80%, we're in the upper tier. Now, I also looked into, and this is something that I did not know when seeing this story about Connecticut, a person who is a native or resident of Connecticut. What do you call them?
A Connecticuter.
I had no idea.
Is that what it is?
Really? Yes.
Oh.
Connecticuter?
Yes.
That was totally a guess.
I never heard that.
I had no idea.
A Connor, I would think, you know.
No, it's a Connecticuter. Also a nutmegger, but I went the wrong way there.
I'd go by nutmegger. I'm a nutmegger from way back.
Or a turd cutter.
Turd cutter's a good one, too. Nice turd cutter. Oh, check out Twitter. I got one on there now for you.
I saw the term nutmegger, and I immediately
a Connecticut
sent a text to our friend Meg and apologized.
I didn't even think about that. So, a Connecticuter.
Yes, a Connecticuter. I had no idea.
I bet you have. The Connecticut doesn't even know that. You never hear that.
There's got to be something shorter that's better than Connecticuter.
Yeah. I know.
There's got to be some local
Connecticut. I'm a Connecticut.
That's why you
I'm
just go with nutmegger.
Connie's?
A nutmegger.
They're
Connie.
The nutmegger.
I'm a Connie.
A Connie, yeah.
Or just a cutter.
A cutter, yeah.
Yeah, but Connecticut, right. I get it. Cutter, yeah. Okay.
I like Connie's.
Yeah. What did I hear the other day? Oh, if you're a resident of
Michigan. What'd you say? Were you a North Dakotan?
North Dakotan. Right. But if you're a resident of Michigan, you're a Michigander.
Michigander,
yeah,
I heard that. Yeah.
No, you're not a Michiganite.
No.
Michiganian?
No.
Michiganian. Of course, Michigander sounds stupid if you say it that way. Yeah.
No less stupid than that.
But that's the way we've always said it.
Be proud of where you're from. Where you fell out of the vagina is what you're... That's where you're from.
Right. You had a lot to do with that.
You did.
Congratulations.
I'm a native Michigander.
So there's only so much research I can do on this particular thing I'm going to mention next. Oh,
we'll do our own research.
Yeah. Because it's at Pornhub, and you can't do your own research here.
My phone, I can.
Crippled.
My phone, I can.
And so very quickly, they came up with a map of the most common search terms by state at Pornhub.
Amateur college threesome, is that one of them?
That is
in
not.
Nebraska, apparently.
That is not one of them.
That was mine, I'm sorry.
In Nebraska,
I thought I was reading a public list. I should keep that quiet.
That was your search history.
Yeah,
it wasn't the list.
That sounded. I shouldn't have said that out loud. I thought that was everybody's list, but apparently it was what was on my phone. Let me see. You porn, right?
Pornhub.
Oh, okay, I'll go to Pornhub.
Yeah, this is Pornhub. The most common search terms by state. And their little map there, according to the most common search term by state in Nebraska, it is lesbian. Iowa and in Missouri, it's MILF. In Kansas, it's ebony.
Oh. What's Nebraska again?
Lesbian.
Straight lesbian, or is there a girl and a guy
lesbian
involved? Okay.
There's no such thing as straight lesbian.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a guy there with her, you know.
Okay. I don't check on categories so much.
I'll type in the word amateur a lot.
I look at the screen and say, well, she looks nice.
Real amateur home. Here, if I type in.
You do the amateur stuff, don't you?
I do everything. Real amateur homemade, amateur wife sharing, amateur threesome, amateur MILF, amateur college, amateur wife, amateur.
Back at your search history again?
No, I just wrote an amateur. I don't think it's mine. I'm not into the sharing part. That's a cuck thing. Todd would be into that.
No.
Amateur voyeur. Right,
yeah. I'm sorry. Is that out loud, too? these are all jokes, by the way. But I did, college amateur threesome was on the list.
Yeah, so lesbian, the number one, the most common search term by a state in
Some of those dorms
Nebraska.
Look fake, by the way.
Yeah. Ebony, the most common key. Search term by state in Kansas. And for Colorado, it's droopy balls, apparently.
Whoa!
What?
What?
Oh, there you go, Colorado.
Which is not near, which, now, this is according to Pornhub.
I'm not
the most
in
common search
balls.
By terms by state in Colorado, apparently it's droopy balls. And
Colorado's getting
And
weird.
In Oklahoma, it's apparently goth hospital.
I'm a native Pennsylvanian. What are they?
See, I contend that most people don't type in a search term when they're looking. They just browse the pages. And maybe Colorado's just trying to be weird.
And apparently the most common...
They got on some text chain. Everybody
gay.
Type in droopy balls.
And at Pornhub, the most common search term by state in Tennessee is Kevin James.
Yeah.
What? See, I don't get what these things even mean.
It's porny McPornface.
Right.
It's the internet voting.
And then you look around at other people. Apparently in Florida it's boats. But you can at least see that.
Oh, yeah. Beach is a good
but
one,
But then
too.
There's teen and stepsister and other places. Skin, MILF, BDSM, threesome. Oh, in Michigan it's racist. Racist porn,
nice.
I
Way
guess.
To go.
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
Michiganders, what's up?
Yeah.
Well, that's got to make Kevin James feel good.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm judging Colorado a lot less harshly now.
Droopy balls?
Well, after hearing the Kevin James thing, droopy balls doesn't seem so weird.
And in Montana, the most common search term is librarian, apparently, at Pornhub.
Well, that's pretty hot.
Look up droopy balls. See what you get.
Okay.
Couldn't you just show us?
I could.
Todd could, yeah.
But I'm curious what's on the website.
Droopy is spelled the...
He's trying to get you to find his video.
With
you know that.
Yeah,
right. It's all a trap.
Oh, look what you found.
I had a feeling
Surprise.
You'd find me.
Causes, treatments, and when to see a doctor.
Originally
I think he meant at Pornhub.
At Pornhub. Search. You got to go to Pornhub.
Oh, we can't. Oh, okay.
There's a back shot of a guy tagging somebody.
Oh.
That's droopy balls right there. One, check it out. That's just a bad view. That's a bad view.
Now, I keep seeing these memes pop up.
Sorry about that.
Advertising that, Pornhub will pay you $38,000 or $36,000.
For
that's
your own
number
amateur
that,
porn? No way they spend that kind of money. They'd be out of business. I'm guessing they ship you $400 if you do something. I don't know. What did you say they paid you, puss?
All right, I found a Reddit thread.
They rejected it because the goats in the video.
Right. And it was a solo work by puss, too.
Okay, this is a comment from
His
2 years ago, and I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. I'm on Pornhub. I earn 5% on ad revenue, and I don't know how you determine that. But you have to earn over $100 a month before you get anything at all. I also earn for my video DLS. I don't know what that means. This is my second month on Pornhub. I've met 300,000 views, and I've made $230. So you got to get looked at a lot.
A lot to make any money.
How many views for $230?
300,000.
That's a lot of views.
Yeah.
That is a lot of views.
You could see the wheels turning, couldn't you? Nick's like, I might be able to make that happen.
And I'm guessing she's
time during the day.
Pretty hot amateur, too, then, because then people aren't going back to see the
No, and they posted
the
up a link, but of course we can't see it, because that's in the infrastructure bill.
Yeah. She put a link up to her own video?
I don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Oh.
And apparently there is a game you can play called Droopy Balls, where, you know, you just... get the balls out of the way or in the way and try and hit things with them.
That sounds like fun.
Like droopy pickleballs.
Okay. I'll take your word for that.
Todd's having the lowest tier, so we're assuming they do.
Or do they?
Well, you got the vasectomy.
Just
didn't
play
you
it up on the air.
You might, but we haven't measured recently. Got a commercial break coming up.
We're due.
Still got that ruler out there, puss?
Yeah, we can find some.
Marvel shifting the dates for all their big name films and all being released next year, moving them back a little bit. A couple months, month and a half.
Is anything big coming out for Christmas since the theaters are open, you know?
No, it's all canceled. Yeah. There's no Christmas this year.
Yeah. So if you were looking for the Marvel movies at the specific date, they're going to be moved back just a skosh.
I think I want to go see the new Batman movie.
With Michael Keaton making an appearance, coming back? Is that one?
Well, yeah, I saw the preview, and it's like, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. The Batmobile's cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be an IMAX.
That's a Flash movie.
Oh, is he making an appearance in a Flash movie?
Yeah, he makes a movie in
Did not know that.
Like, this is a Twilight guy who's Batman in this.
Yeah, that's a different
movie.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
This
Robert, is another Robert Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
You still got your Pornhub list there? Will is moving to Minnesota. He wants to know what they like. I guess he just wants to fit in.
You can listen anywhere to the show, TNTRadioEmpire.com. You know.
I believe Minnesota and Minnesota, they're like threesomes.
Don't type in droopy balls. That's all you see is balls, and that's not fun.
No.
It really is. I showed you guys.
Can't believe Michigan's just racist.
I don't get that either. Well, but that's what it says here.
I don't care who's in the video, what they lose, as long as it's racist.
Yeah, but
that's what gets me off.
Michigan has a lot of the insurrection type.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
There's a lot of Proud Boys there.
Oh, big
Those
time.
Are the same people.
They were going to kidnap the governor.
Storming the Capitol.
And since that was foiled, they said, let's just go watch some porn. What kind of porn do you want to see?
Racist.
Probably some racist stuff. Yeah. So that's how that happened.
Way to go, Michiganders. All right.
That was all because of the failed kidnapping attempt.
On back. Exactly.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.